My wife never wants to be a full-time mother. Sorry about that. She's overwhelmed and feeling unfulfilled. What can I say to her? I kind of understand her, but this is our temporary reality, and she is so angry about having to take care of our kids all day. Yes, I help, and they are hard kids. What can I say to her?
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's a tough question. Well, first of all, I'm glad the questioner has that much awareness, that he knows his wife's personality and what she wants out of life. All I can say is that there's no trick of how to deal with that. It's just about being supportive and being compassionate and, acknowledging to her. Obviously, never, ever, 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 let me say one more time, ever in front of the children. You understand that that would be emotional murder, correct? Let's make sure everyone understands. If your children ever hear you say, mommy, we know that you never wanted to be a full-time mother. So that's called emotional murder if your child ever hears that. I just want to make sure that that's clear. In case anybody just picked up the phone, didn't hear that, yeah, that's called emotional murder if your child ever hears that either parent is less than 110% excited and interested in being a mommy or a tati. So let's just make sure that's very clear. But in private, when you have your mommy and tati time, the other day, I got a call, like a WhatsApp video call from a couple, and I see they're sitting in the car, and I laughed and I said to them, "Oh, so we're going to talk about your kids because you're sitting in the car." So that's the corona reality, right? Okay, fine. So yes, you may have to go with your wife and go sit out in the car. By the way, make it nice. Put a bottle of seltzer in the fridge. And get a couple glasses, nice glasses, do the dishes too, get a couple clean glasses, some napkins, I don't know, a wedge of lime.
Wine.
And yeah, of course. Ladies love the lime wedges, yeah, of course. Anyways, so no, but I'm serious. I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. You say,
Honey?
let's go, yeah, for sure, let's go out. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, you go sit in the car and you have your seltzer and just, hang out. And that would be one of the things you would mention there is just, what can you do for her? Other than the fact he said he's already trying to be as helpful as he can in the home, which obviously, that's first and foremost. Try to be supportive, try to be helpful, and mice of the poil, actual helpfulness, like, doing things that help with running the house. But also emotional support. Obviously, if you're emotionally supportive and you're not practically supportive, then it's actually worse than not being emotionally supportive. You know that? Yeah. Somebody who
Can you
is,
extrapolate on that? Expand on that?
yeah, well, it's like the old Yiddish joke about the schnorrer comes to the house, the balabasta answers the door, and he says to her, I'm really hungry. So she says, okay, fine, come on in. And she puts food out, and he's eating, and the guy's fussing away at the white bread. And there's black bread on the table as well. So she says, the white bread is a lot more expensive than the black bread. She's trying to hint to him, that he's like eating all the white bread. He could be eating some of the black bread. He says, "Yeah, but it's worth it. It's worth it. The white bread, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it." Okay, fine. So what I'm saying is, being emotionally clueless, yeah. Don't try to commiserate and have compassion. Yeah, I know that white bread sure is expensive. Yeah, well, you're eating my white bread. I'm paying for it. You didn't pay anything for it. I don't need your commiseration. I don't need you to relate to my plight and to sympathize. I don't need your empathy. I told you stop eating the white bread. So first and foremost is be helpful. Hamaisa hu ha'ikar, right? It's like we learn in Tanya that of course kavana is like wings for the mitzvah, But if you don't have the mitzvah, if you don't have the ma'aseh, then even all the kavana in the world is worthless. Kavana without a mitzvah is nothing. A bird without wings is kosher. Wings without a bird is not kosher at all. So, first thing is be helpful. And that's what the questioner said. He said that he tries to help out, so that's good. Once you're already doing that, then being emotionally supportive or compassionate, empathetic, that's very important as well. That's all I was saying. If you're not helping and instead you want to be empathetic, it's just annoying. It's like better don't even be empathetic. But if you are helping, then yeah, so add some empathy to that. And there's nothing you can really do. I mean, what are you supposed to tell her? You know, like, I mean, God forbid, like, she shouldn't be a mother. I mean, and it's an issue that's bigger than he can fix. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's an existential issue. And her role as a parent and as a woman, and, you know, that's way above a husband's pay grade to figure that one out. I'll make that clear. If your wife has like a major issue in life about her role in life or her role as a woman or any of this major big stuff, you could be supportive and empathetic. Don't try to fix it for her because it's just way bigger than a person can fix. I mean, that's the thing for a rabbi. Only a rabbi can really compassionately and helpfully respond to something that big. But what a husband can do, you can be empathetic. You can say, do it by way of a compliment, by way of acknowledgement. You know, I'm impressed. I'm very, I don't know, I don't know how to say it in a nice way. I'm impressed, or I admire how much work you put in to giving the children the warmth and support and love, and I know that that's not your preferred shlichus in life, and there are other things, you know, the other aspirations you have, and just, you know, I think it's remarkable, and I admire it. Something like that. Okay, you're not fixing the problem for her, but you can't fix the problem for her. But what you're doing is at least you're showing some compassion, and you know, that's worth something. Okay.
Okay.